marshes. But I've, they use it down there. I've heard it used. But so we just don't have any of it around here. And I imagine they use it up in Louisiana too.
Oh, yes, sir.
Because they have a lot of that up there.
That's right. I didn't think about that. That's interesting. Now, what are some different kinds of soil you have out in the field?
A clay and a black and sandy.
What's the real rich soil called?
Black and real rich.
Have you ever heard it called loam?
Uh-uh.
Is that a word you've never heard?
I've read it, but if I've never heard it, I don't believe.
What's the word?
Loam. Loamy.
But you've never?
Uh-uh.
Never used it?
No, I've never used it. And yeah. I don't believe I've ever heard it, but I've read it. Yes, I know what it is.
All right. Well, now if you have a swamp and you want to get all the water off it so you can cultivate it, what do you do to it?
Drain it.
So you say that they are what?
Draining.
All right. And what's the thing you have to dig to drain it?
Canal.
And,
or ditch. We would say ditch here.
Right. Well, if it's big enough to float a barge in,
whatever. Oh, it would be a canal. But see, we're Panama City is the closest we are to a lot of water.
And
or Mobile is closer to Panama City, though.
And what's a shallow arm of the sea? It's like a tidal stream. It's a narrow bit of water that flows in and out with the tide. What would you call that? You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-mm.
Well, just a place, you know how sometimes at the beach there will be a place where the water goes in and there's a little stream that flows out there, right into the ocean?
I can't think of it.
What would you, what's a slough?
Slough? I don't know.
Never heard of it? Well, if there's just a little place there where the water goes in, it might get sort of mucky and...
Yeah, I've heard the word mucky.
Yeah, well, if the water covers it at high tide and goes out at low tide, what's that area called?
I don't know.
It's a little place where it goes in.
I don't know.
All right.
What is it called?
Well, different things. There's a lot of different things it's called.
But what are some of them?
Well, some people call it a creek. Or
creek?
What's a creek?
A creek is what water runs in. It comes from a stream. We've got a lot of creeks around here, and there's trees all around it.
Well, now, if you had a deep, narrow cut that a creek made, it just was a little...
Water stays there all the time. It runs.
It runs in a creek.
It starts from a stream somewhere.
A stream smaller than a creek. What's the order?
A stream is what the water comes from out of the dirt.
Okay, what you mean the stream is where it comes, where it starts?
The springs.
Okay, it starts as a spring.
Uh-huh.
And then
it eventually it just comes on and makes a creek.
Okay, what's the smallest piece of water? Flowing water.
Branch.
And then larger than a branch is a
creek.
And where's the stream coming in?
Well, a stream I reckon would be where it just a little stream of water. I was trying to think of the springs where the water comes out, just out of the dirt, you know. But a creek, see, is where rainwater comes in, too. And eventually it would, you know, the creeks run into the rivers.
Well, then does the stream has a size? Is it smaller or larger than a creek?
A stream? Yes,
Which is it? Is it smaller or is it larger than a creek?
Smaller.
And now, what about if there's a little deep, narrow valley just cut out by a creek, you know, running all the time? Might be walking through the woods and it might not be but 10 or 15 feet wide, but it just drops.